Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Price and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparma covering, for the out. Alomar scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is hit by the pitch. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan fields it and throws to second for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts in front of the plate. Price fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw scores. Voss moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Frean moves to second. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward is hit by the pitch. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Alomar scores. Ward moves to third. McCraw moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Bill Frean now catching. Jim Rooker now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Frian and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Frian and he is safe. Alomar steals third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Frian and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Bradford scores. It's 9-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Bill Voss now playing right field. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Cummer now playing left field. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Voss strikes out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Euler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. 1 out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bradford moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson strikes out. 1 out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 3 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Wayne Kummer now catching. Tommy Macek now playing second base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Macek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 10-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradford moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bradford scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 11-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Sandy Alomar now playing shortstop. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson pinch hits for John Wyatt. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Euler moves to second. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Voss moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Voss moves to third. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-4 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Voss scores. It's 12-0, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John moves to second. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trzaskowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kummer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kummer hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.